Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gus Frerotte, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Gus, I got to give you credit. You did a lot of talking last week, but you backed it up. I respect that.
Well, you know, you got to do a little bit. You know what I mean? It's really not like I'm getting hit by anybody out there, so I can do a little smack talking if I want.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not driving to Pittsburgh to go tackle you right now. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you have yet to come to Pittsburgh. I think you were kind of excited this whole pandemic happened that you didn't have to come buy me a steak.
Well, hold on. I was actually advocating that we were going to fly to Pittsburgh. I was going to take the whole show crew out. Then Mikey B left me. Then D-Ben left me. Then we have this coronavirus pandemic. I'm down to come to Pittsburgh, but we were going to make this a weekend, hit some golf balls, go to a Pirates game, and then I would buy you a bunch of steak and we would drink a lot of beer and wine. But right now, I just don't know if it's safe to go to Pittsburgh.
I don't know if it's safe to go to anywhere right now.
That's a good point.
You know what? When this clears up, I think you got to come to Pittsburgh because we need a little Zach Gelb in Pittsburgh to brighten our day.
That's true. And I'm not loved in Pittsburgh, but in Milwaukee right now, Gus Frerotte, they love me because I'm keeping Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee and defending the Milwaukee Bucks from the big bad NBA that's trying to get him out of Milwaukee.
Yeah, what do you say? I mean, I don't know. My son said they think he's going to the Heat. And I said, I don't know. I think Milwaukee's going to do everything they can to keep him, but I could be wrong.
He's still under contract for another year, but the big thing is, as you know, is the Supermax right now. If he signs that extension, boom, everyone's going to be having a parade. Well, you know what I mean, a parade on Twitter, not a parade in the streets right now.
Right.
And then if he doesn't sign the Supermax, the next year, Miami, Golden State, the Lakers, you could just talk about all those possible destinations. All right, one football question before we get to the picks. Gus Frerotte here with us. Huddle Up with Gus is our weekly guest doing picks each and every week, a little head-to-head competition. So the Saints, it looks like they're going to start Taysom Hill on Sunday. I thought they would be going with Jameis Winston. Did that surprise you? What do you think about the possibility of Taysom Hill starting on Sunday against Atlanta?
I don't know. I mean, he's got some game experience, but not a quarterback like Jameis Winston would have. And coming down into the season to take your team to the next level. I think they're going to be without Breeze through the rest of the year. You know, Jameis has a lot of experience. I think somebody like Sean Payton can kind of keep those INTs down. It's a risky call, but, Sean Payton knows that team better than anybody else.
This is probably it for Drew Breeze, right? Because he's now on the IR, so he's out for at least 3 weeks. I expect him that he'll be back at some point because this is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. But you got to feel, I thought this way going into the year before the injury, this was going to be his final season. Would you agree after five fractured ribs and a collapsed lung, probably his wife and his kids are probably saying, Dad, it's time to wrap it up, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, that's kind of how Joe Montana went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the Chiefs when he got hit in the sternum and cracked his sternum the whole way down. That was kind of it for him too. It's hard to come back when you're older and you have those types of injuries and you just don't heal up like you used to. And a rib injury for a quarterback is really tough, really, really hard. I've had a few of those. And with Breeze being as old as he is, I don't see him coming back either. But you never know. He's kind of a wonder kid.
That first hit back after the rib injury heals, and it's never 100% because you're trying to get back on the field as quick as possible, that's got to be brutal, right?
If it's healed, it's really not. You know what I mean? If you come back before it's healed and then you re-injure it, then that is really brutal. But there's this great thing called, medication out there that you can go into a game and really not feel anything.
I guess you had a few of those games where they give you some medication, right?
Oh, yeah. Many of those games.
All right. I lied to you. One more before we get to the picks. Lamar Jackson, is there a level of concern for you about where Lamar's game is at right now? How do you classify Lamar as a quarterback?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've been on Twitter fighting with some people over Lamar. And my personal feeling is I feel he has all the components personally and the talent. I feel like the team is not there around him. I don't think he has top-notch receivers. His best receiver is Mark Andrews, is a tight end who's an amazing tight end. But they've had tons of injuries. Teams are going to say, okay, we're going to stop the run. We're not going to let you run the ball. We're going to throw it. But who does he really have out on the outside running routes that can get open? Now, here and there, they're going to get – he makes some plays. But I feel like Lamar still – I mean, I think he's 22 or 23 years old. He's got a lot of – lot less in the tank, and I think if they put some good receivers, I mean, if he had some of the other wide receiver corps, just think if Lamar Jackson had the Atlanta Falcons receivers corps, how good he would be.
It's a great point that you bring up, and I hate to say that it was a bad thing that he won the MVP because it makes no sense, but when you win an MVP at such a young age and then have the postseason performance that you had last year, it kind of almost gives you a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths of how the season ended, even though he had a really good season, where now people are saying, can he get the job done? Can he get the job done? When this was a guy that won an MVP last year, so we know he's a good quarterback. Does he have parts of his game that he could improve? Sure. But I'm with you. I think he's a good quarterback. We'll see if he can continue to be great. But the weapons, they just don't have him there at the wide receiving spot. And you look at that offensive line, you're missing a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame who retired at a guard spot, Marshall Yanda, who retired. And then Ronnie Stanley, your best left tackle, one of the best left tackles in the league, he leaves. So a lot is working against him. And I don't think we really factored that in this year because we were so focused on Lamar in the year that he had a year ago.
Yeah, you know, I look at it, if you think about a guy that was just, he's a Hall of Famer, was an amazing player that everybody wants to be like, was Dan Marino, went to Super Bowl early and never really – never won one, never got back there, but was just endeared. He was just an amazing talent, amazing player. And I feel the same way with him. You know, like he didn't have that great running game, didn't have some components that would let him get over the top or maybe even an outstanding defense. So, you know, I think there's a lot of room left for Lamar, and I think he's a good kid. He's got a good head in his shoulders, and I see, you know, if it doesn't work out this year, he's going to have an even better next year.
Since you bring up Dan Marino, it's crazy because Philip Rivers just passed him in the all-time passing list, and it's a complete different era. This guy, Marino, would have ate up the league when he played, but in this era, his numbers would be ridiculous.
I just don't, you know, you try to watch people to see if they're anything like him. The way he delivered a football, the way it got out of his hands, and the accuracy that he delivered, I mean, he was just an amazing talent. It was so much fun to watch Dan play, and it's just no wonder that he, not only people out there that idolize him, there's so many quarterbacks that grew up idolizing him because of the way he played the game, and you know, I don't know if we'll ever see another one like him.
All right, Gus Frat, you won last week. You were 3-0, back to your winning ways. What's your first pick this week?
Man, this week's fun. You know, I think I got a lot of underdogs this week because it's crazy how they pick these games. But, you know, my first one is an underdog, and they're getting 1.5. And I'm going to take the Packers playing the Colts.
It's funny. Two great minds think alike. I don't know if you heard me earlier. Probably you didn't. But I said I was going to take two underdogs this week and try to get under Gus's skin here and throw him for a little curveball. I have the Packers as well. Now it looks like Devontae Adams is going to play. There was some question about that earlier in the week. My only concern about the Packers is they don't have a good run defense, and we know how good that Indy offensive line is, but I'm going to trust Aaron Rodgers going up against Philip Rivers. Rodgers protects the football better than Philip, and I think the Packers on the road, they not only cover the 1.5, but they're going to win this game outright. I think it could be close, but I kind of feel 30-23 type of game. So I take the Packers. We're in agreement there. Both take the Packers plus 1.5. What's your next game?
Wait. Did you go back and look at your scores? Or were you close on any of your scores from
last week? I don't have them in front of me. I lied to you last week. I've been doing a lot of lying to you in this segment. I will start keeping track of those scores. Now, to people out there, don't take that as the advice on the over-under. It's just whatever number I think about in the moment. But I like the Packers 30-23. So I will put this in the document that I saved this week, and we'll follow the scores.
Yeah, I'm gonna see the Zach Elwitz wisdom on the scores. All right, my next pick is another underdog. And I'm sure you know what this one is, but they're getting 3.5. They're going into the dome. I think they're going to have a good game. My boy Foya Lucon is going to be leading that defense, but I'm going to take the Falcons at the Saints.
Wow. That is a pick I did not expect you to make there. Just because, and I wouldn't surprise, you know, it would surprise me if the Falcons win the game, but you hear that. And it's one of those games that I think everyone's just going to assume the Saints are going to win, and maybe it ends up being a game that the Falcons are in. Do you think they win the game, the Falcons?
I think they have a very good shot to win the game. I mean, Matt Ryan and the Falcons know that team better than anyone. Matt's had some big games against them. He has a great receiving core right now. I think they're all pretty darn healthy. Obviously, the Saints' defense is – the run game is great. You know, I see the Saints throwing the ball – or the Falcons throwing the ball a lot now. Can the Falcons come out and stop Alvin Kamara? If I'm Taysom Hill, I'm trying to feed him the ball as much as possible. Michael Thomas has not done much. They haven't given him the ball much. I don't know why. He's my first pick in fantasy, and I haven't got any points out of him this year. But, I see the Falcons going down. They played in that situation before, and now there's no crowd noise.
Yeah, see, this is something I'm also realizing. I had Christian McCaffrey in fantasy this year. He's been banged up the entire year. Michael Thomas, too. And then when he plays, and at least McCaffrey gave me a nice productive week, but you're right. I wonder if there's something more there with the whole Michael Thomas situation. And also another thing I'm curious about with this game, I wonder where the money moves now knowing that it's – or now people thinking Taysom Hill is going to start because many people thought that was going to be Jameis Winston. So Gus Frerotte here with us. He's on the Falcons plus 3.5. We're both on the Packers plus 1.5. Here's my other upset pick. Now, we only have to do one upset each and every week, and I know you're not going to love this one just because it is your former football team. I'm trusting Joe Burrow this week on the road at FedEx Field. They're going up against Washington. I know the Alex Smith story is a good story, but I like it's a great story with how he's able to play. It's still mind-boggling to me, but I will trust Joe Burrow and that young offense to go on the road, cover the 1.5, and also win the game outright. Now, this game maybe go a little bit sloppier in the prediction. I'll go 21. Let's go 21-17. I will take the Bengals winning this game up against the Washington football team.
I like that pick, but you got to remember, Joe Burrow's been hit a lot this year. His line's not that great, and those pass rushers down in Washington are pretty darn good.
It could decide the game. You know, that is one reason why I thought why that game would not win, and you hit the ball right out of the park. Hey, how about Alex Smith? Is he going to win comeback player of the year, even though the stats probably aren't going to be great with the offense? Just because of the story, does he win it, or do you think it goes to Big Ben because Big Ben's playing MVP ball and missed all last season?
No, I mean, I understand Big Ben, but his injury was nothing compared to what Alex Smith had. I mean, that was just a gruesome injury and the fight that he had to come back from. Nothing against Ben, but I think Alex Smith has to win Comeback Player of the Year coming in, playing again. It's a tough story, and just think about the other men who have had that injury and never came back. And just what a tribute to him going out and playing and even, you know, throwing the ball around last week. He's doing a great job, and kudos to him. He should win Comeback Player of the Year.
And it's wild that we learned that he almost lost his life when you go back to that. But I always wonder how people view those awards. And I think he will end up winning it. But I could see why, you know, I made the argument for Ben based off the stats, how much the stats factor in. But there's so many different factors, and it's such a vague award that with what he overcame, yeah, probably you're probably right. Alex Smith does win it. All right, I think you owe me one more pick. Oh, go ahead.
I thought you weren't a Big Ben fan.
Well, here's the thing. I don't dislike Big Ben. I was just critical of him one time. I've been telling people all throughout the year the Steelers were going to be damn good. And people go, oh, you hate Big Ben. Hey, you hate Big Ben. No, I just want him to be quiet when the whole Titans situation was going down.
Well, when you come to Pittsburgh, I won't remind anyone of that.
That's right. They'll be smacking me in the head with some terrible towels.
All right, my man. My last pick. All right, it's a good game. It's one of my old teams. I think they're playing really well. I think they're going to have a good game here, and I think that the Cowboys aren't doing so hot. So I'm going to take the Vikings over the Cowboys, even though they're giving up a touchdown.
Not a bad pick to pick against the Cowboys this year, even though the Vikings haven't been that strong. But you're right. They've been red hot as of late. They survived up against the Bears, and maybe they can make a late playoff push. If they win this game, they get back to 5-5. My final pick, they lost to this team the first time they played. They were at one point up, and then the game just got away from them. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game going away this week up against the Raiders. I like the Chiefs. Let's go 34-20. Chiefs win by 2 touchdowns. They cover the 8 points. So here are the picks this week. Zach Gelb going up against Gus Frerotte. We have the same exact record of 16-13. Is it 16-13-1, Trace? Are those the records? Yeah, 16-13-1. Just want to make sure that we get those right. My three picks, I go Packers +1.5, Bengals +1.5, how about those Chiefs -8? And Gus Frerotte goes Packers +1.5, Falcons +3.5, and Vikings -7. I like that we both roll with two dogs. Great stuff this week, Gus Frerotte. And tell us what you got coming up this week on the podcast. You got McConaughey last week. Now what's up this week? What's the encore here?
We're going back to football this week. I got Eric Davis and Mark Watts coming on. They have a good foundation out. So Eric Davis will be joining us on Huddle Up with Gus this week. Great defensive player. We had a great conversation. And, join us on Huddle Up with Gus, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
McConaughey, he's still got to be on cloud nine. He loves you, man. He loves you.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast, it was a lot of fun. What a book he had. I listened to it on tape. It was just good to hear his voice. And we just had a good time. He's still waiting for Daniel Snyder to call him so he can help figure out what the name of the Washington football team is. So if you're out there, Dan Snyder, please call Matthew McConaughey so you can help him name the team.
I think he should come on this show and do picks with us 1 week. I think he'd be down for that, too.
I think he would be. Well, let's see if we can make that happen. I'll see if I can get that to work out for us.
I'd be all down. I'd be all in. That'd be awesome. Gus Frerotte, I guess we'll talk to you early next week because of Thanksgiving. We'll give you a buzz and we'll figure things out. But we'll talk to you then, so I won't say happy Thanksgiving yet.
All right, buddy. Have a good luck this week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.